This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. July has been deadly so far. At least 21 people were killed in mass shootings across the country. One of them was in Philadelphia. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports.
Family members and community leaders gathered to mourn. 31-year-old Joseph Wama loved art.
I really love him. And the fact that you did this to us, like, for your own agenda, for your own reason, it's just really pissing me off.
The city of Philadelphia filed a lawsuit against some of the largest suppliers of ghost guns and ghost gun kits, which describes that type of untraceable weapon that the shooter was carrying.
A tragic end in the search for a 2-year-old girl from Lansing, Michigan. Police Chief Ellery Sosby says Winter Colesmith's body was found in Detroit.
Right now, our hearts are with the family of Winter Colesmith. We saw a community show endless amount of support and assistance in help finding Winter, and now we need the same support and love for the family as they grieve.
The suspect is in custody. He is the former boyfriend of Smith's mother. Independence Day was hot. In fact, Tuesday set a new unofficial world record for the hottest day ever.
The global average temperature reached 62.9 degrees Fahrenheit, the latest in a series of climate change extremes that alarm but don't surprise scientists. John Foley is the executive director of Project Drawdown.
Over the decades, we're now kind of getting outside the realm of anything we've really seen before.
Foley says this year's natural El Nino warming of the Pacific will combine with human-caused climate change from the burning of coal, oil, and gas.
So it's kind of a 1-2 punch.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
New info about the man involved in the attack on the Capitol, who was also recently arrested near former President Obama's home in Washington. Our Scott McFarlane with details.
Prosecutors argued Toronto also made a threat to the office of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy late last month. In the current case, Toronto has not yet entered a plea, but he's back in court because prosecutors want him jailed until trial.
An Iowa man's about to set a world record. Aaron Bartholomew claims to have 70,000 wooden pencils. Does he have a favorite?
I don't know that you can pick a favorite when you've got 70,000 of something. It's just a neat way to kind of preserve the history.
The American Pencil Collector Society's counting them to see if he made it to the Guinness World Record book. JetBlue is picking Spirit over American. The airline won't appeal a judge's ruling against its partnership with American Airlines, effectively dropping the deal. JetBlue hopes that will convince the federal government to let it buy Spirit. A federal judge said the JetBlue-American deal violates antitrust law. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.